All right, what's shaking, Red Nation? It is Jeremy Brenner here with another episode of The Dream Take, presented by The Dream Shake, home of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. But tonight is not just an ordinary episode of The Dream Take. Despite the loss tonight, this might have been one of those games that we'll remember for a while because of how Jalen Green played. 27 points for the rookie. It was one of his best games of the season. And that is the topic of discussion tonight. Let's talk some Jalen Green. So it's just me tonight riding solo. So if anyone has a speaker request, feel free to hit that speaker request button and come on up here so we can talk some Jalen. I mean, we aren't limited to just Jalen discussion. I mean, we had Kevin Porter Jr. come back, 16 and 12 for him tonight. Decent night for him. 24 and 10 from Christian Wood, who also hit the game tying three to get this game into overtime. Garrison Matthews had a solid game. KJ Martin, 20 and 7 tonight. I think that's KJ's season high. I can't recall a night where he had more than 20. He played some spot minutes for Jayshon Tate, who left this game. We'll talk also a little bit about that, but you know, tonight is really just a sign that, you know, if you were thinking about the Rockets, oh man, like this team's going nowhere. This is exactly the kind of game to pull you right back in and just say, okay, like we're going to be okay. And I really do think, like, and there's been a lot of discourse in the last 24 hours about Jalen Green, about who he's going to be, what kind of player he's going to be. And in reality, you know, we still really don't know who he's going to be. But a night like tonight shows what he could possibly be. And I think tonight showed that we're pretty lucky to have a guy like that on our team. Still 20 years old, still trying to figure things out. And, like, he could have played a lot better, too, I think. Like, 27 points is a really good night on 11 of 16 from the field. But as Dustin mentions in the comments here on Spotify Green Room, just two shots in the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter in overtime. I wish that they would just push it on Jalen more. And I feel like in the last, you know, couple of minutes of the game and in an overtime, Kevin Porter was looking to kind of take over. And look, I mean, it got them to overtime. And I think Their three-point shooting in overtime was just kind of rough. But that's a learning curve thing. And the fact that we're already here at this point, it makes me hopeful for the future. There is still a lot of improvement that needs to be made, but I do think that tonight was a step in the right direction. So I'm content with it, and I think that most of Rockets fans should be as well. I think that tonight, you know, I hate calling it a good loss or a great loss because no loss is good. But, I mean, tonight was a good loss. You had everything that you needed to win the game, but you didn't. And yes, there is stuff to look at, but there's a lot to build off of on this game. There's a lot to build off of in this game. The fact that they were down by so much, too. I think they were down like 20 at some point, and then they made it into a game. And they were on the second half of a back-to-back. They were shorthanded. They had every reason to just fold, but they didn't. They didn't just fold. So I'm pleased with this team right now. And it's a game like compared to last night, when the Rockets just kind of existed against the Clippers and didn't really do much with it. You know, I thought they did a little bit better tonight. I think with Jalen, I think part of it too is he needs to be a little bit more forward with getting the ball. That to me is kind of where I'm at with him, because tonight you saw, like, I feel like Jalen unlocked some potential points tonight from what we see. Like, I really do think that this was probably his best well-rounded scoring game that he's had. I think he's had two games where he's hit 30, but tonight was different. Tonight he was efficient. Tonight he showed he could hit from three. Tonight he showed he could drive with the ball, could create for himself. And guys that can create offense and score the basketball just needing themselves is really hard in the NBA, but the fact that Jaylen can do it so effortlessly at such a young age proves why he was drafted so high and why the Rockets are so high on him. And look, we don't know exactly what Jaylen Green's going to be in the league. He could be the next, you know, like he could be a lot like Donovan Mitchell. Is something that I think is a decent comparison. And I think there's a chance he could be better than Donovan Mitchell. I hope he is. Because Donovan Mitchell, great basketball player. If Jaylen Green is better than that, which I think he has the potential to be, that's going to be a problem for teams in the future. Definitely going to be a problem for teams in the future. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Jaylen's growth from this. And I really hope that they can use this game and do something with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, tonight is loss number 11 in a row, but it doesn't really feel like that in a way. We've got Mike coming in from bowling night. I'm not sure how much of the game he watched, but I guess we'll find out a little bit here. Mike, welcome to the Dream Take. How are you? Mike, are you there? Going once. Mike going twice.
Hey, bud. Hey, man.
Okay, there we go. Perfect. All right, Mike. How much of the game did you watch tonight?
I caught the lion's share of the second half.
Okay, which is the good part of the game.
What a game, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I was talking about. They showed some NAD tonight. They showed some, for lack of a better term, they showed that they had a set tonight. You know? Like, they go up against Utah. Are they better than Utah? Absolutely not. But they showed tonight what a glimpse of the future, in my opinion. Like, what this team can actually be. Jaylen Green balled out tonight. Oh, great game.
Yeah, and I think that Jayshon Tate going out kind of force them, okay, guys, we got to come together. Like, and they were playing shorthanded for most of the night too. And I think there was that part of it, but all they were able to like build the energy through Jaylen. And I think that was infectious tonight with Kevin Porter, with Christian Wood, like their creation, being able to get guys involved, get Şengün involved, get Gary Bird involved, get KJ involved. KJ tonight, that's the best we've seen KJ in a long time. And, like, everyone was able to really use that energy that Jaylen was providing, and it was able to spread across the team. That's why they were able to come back.
Yeah. Man, I'm proud of them, you know? I'm proud of the way that they fought. I'm proud of the way that Christian Wood wasn't an absolute loser tonight, you know? And Green played 47 minutes. Christian Wood played 43 minutes. KJ Martin, I got to tell you, man. I mean, we start talking about cornerstones of this roster. I don't know how you feel about KJ, but he's got to be entered into that same conversation, in my opinion, of a Kevin Porter Jr. I don't know if I'm ready to go as important as Jaylen Green, but I think he's that next level down of pieces that we have to continue to develop at all costs, in my opinion.
Yeah, and look, KJ is often forgotten, I think, because he was a rookie last year and he did get some run. And you know, there were some times with KJ where things were going really well. Like, I remember, like, in the doldrums of last season, like, KJ was the leading scorer on some nights.
He can play, man. I mean,
we're not counting on him to be the leading scorer now, but I think that there is potential there. You know, he, like, when his 3-point shot is hitting, and tonight was a season high, 20. But like when he hits, when he's able to hit his shots, things go really well for him. And I would say the same thing about Jayshon Tate as well. Both of those guys are very similar in the fact that they are able to – they're there for their athleticism and for their grit.
Oh, for
sure. And the basketball side comes secondary, which limits their potential, But I will say that on nights when their basketball regimen or their basketball talents are on full display and they are hitting, they become one of the most powerful players on the court.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember this. I think it was either early this year, earlier this year, I should say, or last year, when you and I had a conversation and I brought up a question. And I think tonight it's as important now as it was then. The Rockets may eventually have to choose between Jayshon Tate and KJ Martin. Like, if you can only keep one to develop, who would you pick? And I don't know if you recollect that.
If you pick KJ Martin, you point to this game and say, this is why.
That's what I'm saying. Is that?
But I also think that we could get a game like this from Jayshon Tate. He didn't get you that game tonight because he was out.
Sure. But that's why tonight, I think with an expanded role, you know, very few times this year, if at all, I'd have to go look at the numbers. I don't believe KJ Martin has played in 30 minutes or more in a game more than twice this season. He played in 36 minutes tonight. He only got those 36 minutes because Tate was out.
Yeah.
So that's why a game like tonight you point to and you're like, what if Jayshon or what if KJ got more minutes on a nightly basis? I think he develops more into this type of player. I think you get this performance a lot more often than people would expect.
I'm curious to see if Jayshon Tate is out for a few games, if they will input, if they will move KJ Martin into the starting lineup.
Yeah, I think
I'm curious. I don't know if they will. I think that it's possible.
And the thing is,
see them throw Şengün in there too. Like,
I'm not saying, like, I'm looking at the chat right now. I'm not saying you cannot keep both guys because it's very easy with the roster that makes you're basically spending outside of John Wall and Aaron Gordon and Wood. You're not spending any money on this roster. It's not a money issue. It's not a roster spot allocation issue. If you keep both guys, you're going to keep a guy like KJ Martin from reaching his full potential, in my opinion, because I don't think there's enough minutes. Like, imagine, Jeremy, if they draft Jabari Smith, KJ Martin's minutes are going to go that much lower next year because you're going to run out of minutes. Like, that's the problem, is if you draft a guy like a Jabari Smith.
The issue with having so many players on the team that, like, the Rockets are – the pros of a rebuild like this for the Rockets are the fact that they have in a decent amount of lottery tickets to where they're going to try to cash in on the lottery so many times that eventually it will hit. And the cons of that are because you have so many lottery tickets, you have so many people that you need to invest time in and development in, that not everyone is going to get the full development that they need.
Right.
That has been the issue. Like, that is the current issue with the Rockets, because you look at this like, okay, well, we have all these guys. That was my issue of getting four rookies to begin with, because you can't play all four of those rookies. And the Rockets, you know, have proven that they can't, because, I mean, Garuba has been out, but, I mean, do you really think that Garuba was going to hit it, like, rotation minutes? And if he were, it'd probably come at the expense of a guy like Josh Christopher or Şengün, or probably KJ Martin. So it's like, you gotta prioritize here, and you can't give all these guys minutes. And then you're gonna add two first round picks probably from this next draft on top of. So let's just assume, like, okay, Garuba is technically a rookie. So you have three rookies from this year's class, three rookies from next year's class, being Garuba being one of them. Then you have KPJ and KJ Martin from the previous class. So that's already eight guys. Dacian Nix, where is he going to go? Is Christian Wood going to be on the team? You know, there's so many guys. And then Jayshon Tate. I guess you could say this. There's three groups of Rockets right now. There are the Rockets that started last season. So Eric Gordon, Christian Wood, KJ, Jayshon Tate. And I guess you'll say Kevin Porter too. Then you have this group of rookies, which is Jalen, Christopher, Şengün. And then you have the next group, which is the group that you want to develop in the most. Is it the Kevin Porter and KJ and Jayshon Tate? Is it this group of rookies that are currently rookies with Şengün, Christopher, and Jalen? Or is it the next group of rookies with Garuba, whichever, hopefully it's a top five pick, and this hopefully, you know, mid-lottery, early teens pick?
Well, it's a great question, Jeremy, and there's a lot of layers to it. I don't think it's the KPJ class, because I think those guys are what they're going to be 3 years from now. Like, I don't think KPJ and Tate are going to improve all that much from what they are. And I love Jayshon Tate. I would run through a freaking wall for Jayshon Tate. It comes down to this next class or this class. It all depends on who you get in this class, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you come out of this draft, we talked about it, God, last night, this week has felt like it's 26 days long. You know, if you get out of this next draft, Walker Kessler and Jabari Smith, let's just say, I think this year's class is more important. I think Jabari Smith is the next big thing in the NBA. I mean, I think he's going to be the best player in this draft, no doubt about it. Over Chet, 100%.
We were talking high on Chet last night.
I'm high on Chet. The thing about Chet, though, is I think Chet has as much chance of being Sean Bradley as he does the next big thing. I don't think Jabari Smith has bust potential at all.
They were saying that about Yao, too.
Yeah, and you could argue Yao in the NBA was a disappointment.
Yao was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but everybody makes the...
Yao was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but everybody makes the Hall of Fame in basketball.
No, he was a Hall of Famer because he deserved it.
He was a great player, but I'm just saying you could argue his career was a disappointment due to injury.
Yeah, it could have been so much better, and he was still a Hall of Famer.
Sure, but I'm saying I think Chet Holmgren has as much chance at Sean Bradley as he does being the next thing. Jabari Smith doesn't have that. So I think this year's class, to answer your question, is the most important of the three.
I would agree with that.
Because I ultimately think that
the chances of, but also we don't know what this next class is going to look like, but I will say the chance that Jalen Green, Şengün, and Christopher are all part of that next great Rockets team are higher than Tate and KPJ and this next class. But also at the same time, we don't know how good this next class is going to be. So I would say that it's ultimately coming down to, because if you think about it, like, you really need a group of nine guys. Which nine guys can take you to the promised land? How many of those guys are currently on this roster?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
And let's see. Maybe we can get Adam to help answer this question here. Adam, welcome to the Dream Take, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to join you guys.
Doing well. Feel free to answer the question that I just threw down, or if you want to come at it differently or want to throw your question into the mix, the floor is yours.
Can you repeat the question?
How many of the Rockets' nine-man playoff rotation is currently on this roster?
In 2 years, 3 years' time, I think three at max.
Which three?
Jalen Green, KJ Martin, and Şengün.
Interesting.
No Josh Christopher?
I think they're gonna I see a lot of value, obviously, you know, in Jayshon Tate. I think the rest of the league does as well. You listen to some of these opposing teams' broadcasters. They didn't, you know, there's a lot of love for
Jayshon Tate, yeah.
Especially, you know, watching the Rising Stars game, you know, some of the former players commenting on him. I think they're gonna be able to, you know, they're going to have to make a tough decision, as you guys mentioned, on playing time and kind of who they want to develop and focus and prioritize. And I think that might lead to trying to kind of get some kind of veteran pieces with players like Jayshon Tate and Christopher, who develops a little
bit. And Kevin Porter Jr. is not on your three either.
Well, I just don't see Kevin Porter Jr. as a long-term point guard solution. And so if, you know, as you guys have
even with his 12 assists tonight, why do you think that's not sustainable? I'm curious. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm curious.
If I really kind of think back at this game and some of the games that they've really won, he's not like the catalyst that leads them, you know, that like, you know, leads the charge back. You know, I like you mentioned, I thought a lot of the kind of coming back from the big deficit was Jalen Green and his energy, as you guys mentioned, as well as one of the things you guys didn't mention yet or kind of fully. I like that they got 5 to 7 minutes in the key stretch where they came back on the Jazz in the third quarter with Şengün and Wood on the floor. You know, I thought that was promising. I don't know if that can be replicated. I think there are just some teams maybe that, you know, that you match up well against. And the Jazz, I think, are a team that the Rockets match up well against. I think they're able to play a faster pace, and when they're making their shots, you know, the Jazz can be a little discombobulated. But I just think KPJ, if he can take on a role as kind of a microwave kind of scorer off a bench, two to three years, and kind of he's not, you know, married to being a starting point guard, I think there's a place on the team, as you guys have mentioned the last few weeks, but I don't know if that's his mentality. And I don't know if there's a consistency there, but that's, I mean, my mind can change, and maybe the last 20 games or so, you know, he can show that this is a consistent thing where, you know, instead of wanting to be a 25-7 guy, he can be a 15-10 guy. And I think that would maybe change my mind a little more, and maybe manage his turnovers a little bit more as well.
I think that at the end of the day, we still really don't know a whole lot about this team, because I think, Adam, like what you mentioned, is that, you know, it's a maybe. It's, you know, maybe Kevin Porter could, maybe Josh Christopher could. Yeah, and I think there's still so many question marks about this team. But I think what we can agree with at this point is there's enough talent in the building to where they will figure it out some way. Either Steven Silas will figure it out somehow, which I think many people are starting to think that's probably not going to be the guy. But there's enough talent in the building where somebody is going to figure that out. Steven Silas will get the first chance to. But if he can't, there's going to be a coach out there that's going to be like, yeah, I want to coach Jalen Green. I want to be there. I want to be that coach. And I want to lead this team moving forward because this team has championship potential. I really do think that there are guys on this team that could be on a Rockets championship team moving forward. And I think Jalen proved that tonight. That's the main takeaway of tonight's game for me.
I agree. I would love to see Garrison Matthews, you know, stay on this team.
Oh, me too. I would,
you know, so I hope it's 5-6 guys. If the more players that they're on, you know, that are on a team that's contending for a playoff spot and eventually, you know, a top 4 seed, that means that they've done a good job of drafting and developing these players and kind of and all of that stuff. But it's a hard question to ponder, because it's the good and bad of kind of the Silas experience this year. We really, there's a lot that we're going to gauge on these last 20 games. Like we've been talking about a lot of things over the course of the year, you know, like, why is it that, you know, Jalen Green can't get more than 30 minutes a game? You know, why not play him like he did tonight? 40 minutes, you know, him and KPJ 40 minutes. There's no reason, you know, that they should be saving these guys, even on back-to-backs. And so, you know, hopefully that continues and we see some of the things that we wanted to see kind of be maintained and not just be changed out of necessity because of injuries or, you know, guys out.
Any last words, Adam, before we hop off?
No. Thanks, guys, for all the great insight. Yeah, you guys.
Thanks, brother.
For sure. Thank you, Adam. We appreciate it. All right. I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship for tonight. I'm dealing with a bit of a cold, so I don't want to be on for too long and to strain my voice. But my final takeaways from tonight and a look ahead to the Rockets' next game, which I believe is
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. I mean, final takeaways from tonight is it's a little early, Jeremy, to say this, but Jalen Green could be that dude. Like, he's showing the development that we wanted. And I think he's going to be a star.
Jalen Green is the surest bet on this roster right now.
Oh, it's not even close. It's not even close. And I think I think it would be really cool if KPJ and him are Rockets for the next 7 to 10 years together. I think they're the new version of Mobley and Steve Francis. I see a lot of similarities in those comparisons, and I would love to have that as a part of the Rockets franchise.
Because I think Jalen and KPJ,
100%.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
I would hope so. I think they're learning to figure it out, and I think a game like this is more proof that the team needs to prioritize centering the team around Jalen, because he has the highest ceiling of anybody. And I think Kevin Porter is working his game to becoming complementary of Jalen Green. And I think that other guys too, I think KJ Martin has proved that tonight. Şengün, they have good chemistry off the court, and I do think that with some more minutes, they will prove to be strong on the court together. I think if they bring on a guy like Banchero or Jabari Smith, I think that he could fit in there nicely as well. There's a lot to like about the Rockets, and it starts at the top with Jalen Green. And I really think that tonight is the real birth of truly seeing that this is Jalen Green's basketball team.
I completely agree with you, my man.
All right. So is the next episode the Jalen take now? Is that what we're officially dubbing the new show now?
Jeremy, I think you and I have been through one name change already. I'm not ready to go through a second.
I like the name, and I like that we've gone 200 something episodes and we still get people listening to us. Thank you so much to those who have listened to us live here on Spotify Green Room. Thank you to those who listen to us on demand across the world, from the H to Timbuktu and back, to every single person that listens to us on a game in, game out basis. We appreciate you. And if you're not already doing so, you can show your gratitude, show your appreciation by following us on Twitter at The Dream Take and at Dream Shake SBN. You can also head to our Facebook page, give us a like over there, and you can head to our website, thedreamshake.com, from of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. We'll be back Friday. Mike has the show following the Nuggets game. Be sure to follow him on Twitter at
BSW_MB.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode of The Dream Take. And until next time, go Rockets!